Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I am your host, Valerie Beauplay, and let's get into Corner Conversations with Val. Wow, it feels like I've been gone for a while, guys. My apologies. I just want to say it was the longest 3 weeks of my life. But sometimes, you know, you just need to take a break, recollect your thoughts, get back in God's presence. And I felt like I was falling off and my spiritual life just wasn't looking like it's supposed to. So I decided to take a break because whenever I speak on here, I just want to be on one accord with God and have my mind clear, no distractions. And I was letting the distractions take over my life. So I took a break to recollect my thoughts. And honestly, it was much needed. I feel like I can breathe again. Like, it just feels good. So, guys, welcome back. I miss you guys. Today's conversation, it's going to be a lot. I'm literally recapping my whole 2023 because I ain't going to lie. It was a terrible year. It was a hard year. It was a challenging year. It was a year of growth, being stretched, getting to the root. It was a long year. Went through the hardest battle I feel like I had ever had to go through. And, well, it birthed the podcast, so it was good. So that's what we're going to talk about. What's on my spiritual warfare today, ladies and gents? Woo, yay. Good stuff. So, honestly, when I was talking to God before I did the episode, this episode was actually the first thing I truly studied on, like, beside the other topics. And at first I thought I was supposed to start off with this, but God ended up doing something else. So we're ending on this like series sort of thing. It's like I felt like I was doing like my testimony series of who I am, where I have come from kind of thing. So I feel like this is a good way to wrap up the whole testimony era. So that's what we're going to do. For many of you guys, if you've never heard of spiritual warfare, I'm here to tell you, it is not fun. It's not easy. The name warfare, it's a war. Like any other word, there are things that have to be broken. Feelings are getting hurt during a war. And one person always comes out on top. And that's pretty much what I think spiritual warfare is. So I have scripture today. I want to focus on Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. And in that, it just pretty much talks about everything that spiritual warfare is. So let's just get into the episode. I feel like this one might be a little longer than the other episode, just because there's so much that happened within that year and so much within that spiritual warfare that it deserves its own episode. So let's just do it. I wanted to look up the definition of spiritual warfare so people can get a sense of what it is, because I didn't even know I was going through it in the moment. So definition of spiritual warfare is the inward and outward battle we face against the enemies of God. Wow. I don't even know how to explain that. So what I got was like, it's an eternal battle. It's like your spirit and your flesh fighting together, fighting against each other until one win. In my case, that's what happened. My flesh and my spirit was literally going at each other. And I'm not going to lie, at one point, my flesh won, in the sense the enemy won. I gave into him. I gave into the thoughts. I gave into things he was saying. And I pretty much sat in it. Like, I was content being miserable. I was content sinning. I was content changing who I was. But let's get to the whole history. So I remember in one of my episodes, I said that I got baptized in 2022, which was great. I believe it was like August, July or August. And it was a great time. I was on fire. I felt like a new believer again, you know, when you first get saved, that excitement, like you get for God, all that thing. So it was like, I felt like that up to my birthday. But before we even got to my birthday, during that whole summer, I was doing what I had to do. I was reading. I was journaling. I was dotting on my eyes, crossing my teeth. I was doing what I had to do. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm good. Like, I feel like I wasn't struggling with anything. So I felt like in my mind, I felt like I didn't need God. So little by little, if I'm being honest, I stopped reading my Bible as much as I should. I stopped praying. So within doing that, the enemy found a way into my mind, because it's going to sound very like Christianese, but I wasn't renewing my mind daily. So within that, the enemy found a way into it. Like, he found a window, because I wasn't filling my mind and my thoughts with things of God. So when I wasn't reading my word, when I wasn't worshiping as much, when I didn't take the time out to speak to God, it's like I was filling my mind off things of this world. I was watching movies, things like shows I shouldn't have honestly been watching. So it's like my mind wasn't filled with the right things. So I couldn't see the enemy coming in or whispering. So I didn't see that. So while I stopped reading, eventually I, to the point where I was like, only time I'll honestly talk to God would be on Sunday. So if I be honest, so I believe that started because we went on a fast. We always start the year with a fast. So I want to say it started after the fast. So it was a 21-day fast in January. So, and then my birthday. So I was like, I was doing the fast because I had to do the fast. But then after the fast, it's like I didn't keep that same thing I was doing. So it was my birthday. My birthday happened. Everything was great. But like after my birthday kind of situation, that's when I believe I truly like started falling off. Because in March is when my friends started noticing things had changed about me. And it was like all of March and then beginning of April and things like that. Well, honestly, on like almost the 1 month and it sounds weird saying, but I just looked at my journal and the first time I honestly acknowledged the fact that I was going through a spiritual warfare was April 11, 2023, 12:08 p.m. So after all these talks of my friends, I want to say something. It truly matters who you have in your circle. Like, I believed it, but I didn't truly know the effects of that until I was going through my spiritual warfare, until I was going through that season of changing who I am. So, like, in March, all of March, I didn't know I was going through it. Like, honestly, I didn't feel it because I just didn't know. So, I didn't know what the signs were. I just didn't know. But it was my friends that brought it to my attention. Like, you're changing who you are. You're not speaking the same. The same things you were saying is just not it. At one point, one of my friends said, like, I disagree with something that the pastor said. So it's like, up to this day, I still don't remember it because it wasn't me. Like, I hate to say it, but I feel like I wasn't possessed. I was oppressed in a way. Like, it wasn't me anymore. Like, Val was gone within that. It sounds dark saying, but I felt like Val was gone. Like, I wasn't in my body. And what's crazy that I remember is, like, we had, for our young adults, we had to do this thing where we had to teach. And in the moment, I thought I was healing from my, like, after all these, like, my friends talking to me, my friends praying with me, all these things, I thought I was, like, healed for me. So I thought it would be a great idea to teach on it. Because we had to do it where we take over, like, the lesson for that week and we start teaching. So I taught on spiritual warfare. Crazy thing was I didn't even listen to any of my own notes. It got worse for me even after the teaching. And it was crazy thing was even though I taught on how to get through it, like what to overcome with the Bible scriptures you need to go to, I didn't even remember that I taught on that and try to help people through it. Because when it came to me and my own battle, I didn't know anything. I was like, I was blanking until someone was like, you just taught on this. How you just taught on something and you ended up going through it and you're not able to pull yourself out? That's how lost I truly was. I really felt lost. Like, during that period, I was coming to church every day miserable. I was crying. I felt like a shell within myself. And there's this picture that I use in the teachings. Like, for those of you who watch Teen Wolf, it was like the Kira. She was this kitsune fox-looking thing with the flame. Tough character, by the way. But I felt like her with the fox because she was like, there was this, I wish I had the picture. But it was like her body. She was regular looking, like she just looked defeated and dead inside. And then this is the fox, her character was like pretty much consuming her to the point where all people saw was the fox. And she was, but she was within the fox, but she looked, she just looked dead. Like, it just, she had no urge to the point where the fox took over. And that's how I felt. I felt like I was in it. Like, I was within myself, but, like, something else overcame me. Like, it's like who I was within that box. Well, I would say the enemy. But I didn't know how to fight it. I didn't know how to not let it take over my life. So I just stay still and let it control how I was talking, what I was watching, even who I was hanging out with. Like, I started hanging out with people I really hang out with on a normal basis. I was saying things I would not say. If you ask me up to this day now, I can't tell you what I was saying during that time. My friends have on regulation. They tell me stories and I'm like, trauma. Because that's honestly how I see this, is like a traumatic experience that I want to say I put myself through, but God used it to benefit me. Because it all started with a little lie. Like a situation with one of my friends, and that honestly could have been solved if I was really in the right mind. So it was like, it was a little incident, but then I started listening to the enemy voice, like, she don't like you. If she truly loved you, why would she say this? Why would she come like this? And I started feeding that lie. Instead of having a conversation, I believed the lie. Like, it to the point it consumed me. I didn't hear anything else. Like, she would speak to me, and I was like, you don't care about me. You don't love me. You're just saying this to cover your behind. Like, if you truly care about me, this and this. I honestly heard it in my head. And during that period, I felt like there were so many conversations held. Like, all my friends, and I really, up to this day, I think I told them before, like, I appreciate them so much. Your circle's mad because you need friends who will pray with you, go to war for you and with you. Because if it wasn't for my friend seeing who I was, knowing my character, and pointing it out to, like, hey, Val, like, this is not you. Like, what's going on? Like, trying to figure out what was happening. And then letting me know, like, I feel like you have a spirit on you. And I truly believe, like, I had a spirit on me. I know it now. At the moment, I didn't know. So when they put in, like, you have something attached to you, you need to work out. It took literally a whole month, nearly a month and a half for me to actually confront these. So it was like, I had to talk with my young adult leaders. There's three of them. I had to talk with some of my friends. I had talks with people who I wouldn't even expect to have conversation with. So it's like, I had this whole team or village trying to protect me and praying for me and, like, truly fighting. Like, I felt like one of my friends, I'm gonna give her a shout out right now. My friend Becca, I love you, buddy. She honestly, I want to say she fought for me like crazy. And I will forever be grateful for her, because there were times she should have just given up. Like, you're done. I had enough. You're saying things about me. You're not believing me. You're not willing to work with me. I'm done. But no, she fought for me and with me and prayed for me. That I wish everyone had a friend like Becca, because it was her faith and her determination and knowing who I was to my core and my heart that she didn't let the things I was saying out of anger or because, like, there was a spirit attachment to me ruin what she knew about me. So I honestly would be grateful for her and all my other friends that honestly, like, I remember one Sunday when I was finally, like, it was finally hitting me, like, hey, Val, this is not you. You have a spirit attached to you. Like, I kid you not, I was crying myself to sleep every night after, like, these talks with my friends. Because, like, I hear what they're saying, but it's like, I don't see it. So, like, I was like, God, like, what is happening right now? And it took multiple talks, having to be patient with me. Like, so when it finally, like, hit me, it's like when you come out of a trance, it's hard because it's like, sometimes you try to, like, in the moment, you remember, like, oh, I said that. I did that. I don't remember anymore. I'm gonna lie. I know I did some things. I said some things that was really hurtful, but I can't pinpoint exactly what I said because it was, like, it felt like an out-of-body experience. So it's, like, when I came out of, like, trans or something, I started crying. I was crying every night. I was having panic attacks upon panic attacks, anxiety attacks. Like, I didn't feel like myself. So it's, like, I felt stuck. It's, like, yeah, I know. It's, like, I know there's a spirit attached to me. I know I'm struggling because of everything my friend says. Like, but how do I get through it? How do I push my way through this? How do I overcome this? I heard the advice, but, like, do I truly want to? Because, like, sometimes, like, do you truly want to get over this thing? And there were times where I was like, it felt good because I was numb in the moment. Like, I wasn't feeling things. So it felt good to be, like, before I came to the realization, it felt good in the moment to be numb and be content. because full transparency, no one want to cry. No one want to feel things like they know it's going to cost them pain. Like, I didn't want to feel pain. So it was like, in the moment, it took me so long to come to that realization and understand what people were saying because it felt good in the moment, if that makes sense. Like, I liked the idea of not feeling. I liked the fact that I was doing whatever I wanted. And I had these rules to live to, because when you're Christian, there's some things you have to, like, abide by because it's a Bible. But in that moment, I didn't want to do it. So it took me longer to heal. But again, because my friends didn't give up on me and they were pushing and, like, fighting with me. And, like, that's when I came out. So during that whole period, and it truly started April 11th, like, I had to fight. Like, I had to go to war. I did so many Bible plans. I'm over here looking at my journal and, like, looking at some of the things I wrote. This part is literally, like, staring at me. I said, I literally was speaking, like, to Satan. I journal better than I speak out loud. So I wrote, I said, and Satan, you can't have my mind anymore. You're not welcome. So, and I literally screwed my friend. I said, please get the hell out right now, this instant. Your hold over me is gone. I have my Lord and Savior back. And with him, we will both be. See, I was in this. See, this is how I could tell. I was just talking in the moment because half this doesn't make sense. I was like, me and him would beat you. My mind isn't a home for you anymore and will never be a place for you. You have been evicted, so get out. And then I put my whole name, Valley Adebropa, is back, and she's claiming her mind and body. I now know your strategy, and I know the door you use. So now that door will permanently be closed. You will never be able to open it. And then I started thanking God for the motivation and strength. So when I say you have to go to war, I literally was declaring these things. Even if I didn't believe it in the moment, I was giving the devil a notice, like, get the hell out. Sometimes you just got to tell that man, like, get off of me. Get out of my head. Because, like, the biggest issue for me was in my mind, because I planted these things in my head and I believed it. And as I keep saying I was overthinking. I think I've overcome my overthinking. There's still time I struggle with it, obviously. But it has gotten better than what it was before, because he had a hold on my mind. Like, I was believing in any and everything he said. If the enemy was telling me I wasn't good enough, I could never do this, I believed I wasn't. So it's like, for me to declare that, and it's like, in the middle of the day, this was 12:08 p.m. That was the middle of the day, I'm over here declaring these things. So it's like, I guess at that point, I got so frustrated, like, I decided to, like, give him notice. He can't have a place in my mind. He doesn't have a full hold. Like, I know the things he used to come in. Like, I knew the door. God opened. God revealed that to me. It's like, he used my insecurity and the fact that my abandonment issue, like, not feeling like, never feeling good enough to be, like, loved, like, not feeling like people was truly there for me. He used that against me, and I believed it. So now that I know, like, his tactics of using my abandonment issue, the fact that I don't want to feel loved. So whenever I have thoughts like people don't love me, hey, they don't like you, they're like who you are, I can shut it down, because they're like, okay, that's the enemy. That's a lie, because I have people in my corner. During that time, it showed me who my real friends are. It showed me people who will fight for me and go to war with me. So why would I believe that, like, no one loves me? Clearly, my friends love me enough to want to stick with me through that period when I was a nasty person. I was saying things I truly shouldn't have been saying. I was literally degrading our friendship and things. But they stayed through it and knew that wasn't me. So I would never believe that lie again. So, and I think I went on for a while saying these things. So during that whole period, I always went back to Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. And this is talking about the armor of God. And I did so many Bible passages, Bible plans on this. I want to see if I can find it. But I'm going to read, I'm just want to read you Ephesians 10 to 20. And it's talking about the armor of God, the things you need to put on to go to war during spiritual warfare, because you need an armor. It's like going to a battle. You see people in the military when they go to war, they have a full gear on. They have things that will keep their chest set covered. They have helmet, shield. They have a gun. In the sense, my gun was the word of God, was my Bible. That's why I needed to really be in. That was my weapon that I had to use against the enemy to win this war. So that was my favorite passage that I feel like got me through this whole time when I was struggling and needed guidance. Let me get to it. Sorry, y'all. Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. I even have it highlighted, the whole thing. So we're going to go to it. The whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor. This is NLT, the safe version. My pastor always said this. Get you some NLT. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. See, it's a battle. You're going to war. So God is giving you the tools you need to defeat the enemy. Because like he said, it's not a battle against flesh and blood. We're fighting things we can't see. The enemy, we can't physically see him, but somehow we can hear his voice. His voice is in our head. And you like it's like trying to fight an invisible man. It's like punching air. But at the same time, God gave us a tool to fight that. So it's, I'm curious. It's good. And he's telling us after the battles weren't over, we, the one, would be standing firm. So it says, stand your... I hate this word. They have ruined this word for me. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. So you're standing still on the ground, putting on the belt. Belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, that's your amnesia. Your sword is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So I truly love Ephesians 10:20. This is that I feel like this passage is good, not just in a spiritual warfare, just in life. Because at the in 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Because I wasn't praying, I wasn't able to combat the enemy. Like, I didn't know where he was coming from because I wasn't reading my word and I wasn't praying and I wasn't able to stay alert to realize his tactic. So I feel like when we read the word and when we read our Bible and we speak to God all the time, God's able to warn us when things are coming. Like, he's able to let us know, hey, this is not right. You're hearing different things that you shouldn't be hearing. But because we're not hearing the voice, sounds like our skit, it's able for us to hear the other voices, the overcrowd everything. And I felt, looking back, it was a hard season because I feel like you wouldn't understand until you're truly going through a spiritual warfare. Like, it is not easy. Now I can, like, talk about it and laugh with my friends, like, ooh, remember that? Trauma. We're not going to go there. But, and honestly, that season birthed who I am now. And if I feel like if I hadn't gone through that, even though I feel like I put myself in it because of a situation that could have been avoided, but God used it to like show me things about myself, show me these issues that I truly thought I was healed from when I wasn't. Like the fact that I never felt like I could be loved truly, that stemmed from my family, my parents and who they are and the family I came into, I found I was birthed into. It's like, so I felt like I wouldn't have been able to truly realize that, maybe along the line eventually, but because I did it the way I did it, God used it to benefit me. It's like he always intended for me to heal from these things, probably in a different timeline than what I was expecting, but because I put myself in that pit. Let's be honest, sometimes we put ourselves in a pit and God uses that to like, for his good, because he's always intent for us to be good and heal from things. But sometimes we put ourselves in predicament, situation that we had no business putting ourselves in it. But God's like, since you want to go this route, I'm going to just use it to benefit me and have you be good. So I put myself in a pit. I won't lie. I was in that hole. This was me in 2023, back in March. I got myself a nice hole. I leaped in it. I made a bed. I had some drinks in there. Like, I was chilling in my pit, if I'm being honest. Like, I was chilling in that for a minute until my friends realized, like, hey, something's off with Val. But before they even realized, I was chilling in that. I started cursing again, if I'm being honest. Yep, I started cursing again. I started watching shows and movies that I knew would trigger things out of me, but I did it because I just didn't care anymore. So I made a nice, it's sad to say now, but like I made comfort in my pit. I had a couch, I had a bed, I had a pillow, I had water. I was drinking water. I don't think I was getting drunk. And I said, no, I wasn't getting drunk or anything. I was like, I was comfortable in my pit, if I'm what I'm saying. So my advice is have friends in your corner, because many times we don't know we're going through a spiritual warfare. So like Mark 2, it said, get you friends who will pray with you. It matters who's in your circle. And I believe that so wholeheartedly, guys. Like, have people who will push you. Don't just have a yes man. Because I had a yes man. Someone who didn't know I was struggling, but was sitting with me. So get your friends who will, not just friends who know you, but prayerful friends. Because of my friends' faith and their prayers, I was able to get through it. But at the same time, me, myself, had to be willing to change. Like, I had to literally declare these things myself and want to get better, to want to pull through with God. I feel like that's when the true work can begin. No, I'm over here stuttering. But I feel like that's when the true work can, like, really begin. It's when you yourself look yourself in the mirror. I was just talking to one of my leaders about this. Being naked is uncomfortable for everyone. It's like everyone's looking at you while you're naked. But if you're able to look at yourself in the mirror naked with your whole truth and see who's this person looking back at you, I feel like then you're able to be vulnerable and comfortable with everyone else. So it's like, I literally had to sit in the mirror like, hey, this is what's happening. This is what everyone's saying. You can either believe it or sit in it and continue to just do what you were doing. So I made a decision like, I can't live like this anymore. I can't go to church every day miserable and having my leaders and like, everyone knew something was off with me, but I wasn't able to pinpoint it. So it's like, everyone's looking at me knowing something was wrong, but no one could say anything. So it's like, beside my friend. So it's like, before you get to that point, let me see how I said it. Because at times you don't know you're in a hole. So it's like, surround yourself with people, one, who know you better than sometimes you even know yourself, who knows your heart and knows when you're not you, but also have those people pray for, not just for you, but with you. Because my pastor always say, one person can pray for you all they want, but if you're not praying for yourself, their prayer is like, So you want to pray with them at times, all the times. You want to be prayerful, not just rely on their prayers, because it's a personal relationship with God. Like, it's your faith. You shouldn't rely on someone else's faith, if that makes sense. So pray with your friends, but also pray for your friends, because that's when you truly realize things and God intercedes on your behalf and their behalf. So just be prayerful for not just yourself, but those in your corners and those you trust. Because that's when, let's say they're going through something, you're able to help them because you're strong enough. Because honestly, if my friends weren't strong enough in their faith and we all were slacking, it would have been chaos. We talk about this, like, imagine if we were all just on one accord, like spiritually, like just slacking. I would have slipped in that pit chilling. This podcast would have never started. Truly, I don't even know where I would have been, in honesty, because at one point I felt like I was thinking of leaving my church. If you know me, you know I love Hope. This is my church. Little side note, Hope Worship Center in Aberdeen, New Jersey. You want to be there. Truly a place for everyone. But so it's like, that's not me. I was thinking like leaving my church. Like, I love Hope. I love everything about Hope. I love the people in Hope. I would never leave now. But because I was listening to the enemy and listening to his voice and being truly incapitated with that spirit, like that spirit took over my body, I was saying things I would never say. Now, I would never, honestly, I would never say that. I would never leave Hope. Hope will go everywhere with me because, Gus, I love this place. So it's like, I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't brought to my attention. So before this has become like a spiel, there was a Bible plan that I did that I would say like that can help if you are out there going through your spiritual, like you're going through a spiritual warfare and you just need some guidance and things. There are some passages, I don't even know if I can find a plan. Give me a second. But there's just some passages beside Ephesians 10 that you can go to. There's James 4:7-8. 1 Peter 5:9. It says, resist them, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. So in 1 Peter, it literally tells you, you're not alone. There's someone else, other believers who are going through the same thing as you. So it's like, it's not the end of the world. There are other people who have gone through the same thing. And during this period, I rely heavily on podcasts, hearing other people's stories, hearing different sermons on spiritual work. I saw so many different tools and tactics to help me. So it's like, if you are going through this, if you feel at some point you feel something is off with you, listen to that and then seek wisdom, seek guidance, someone who can help you get through it. Because spiritual warfare, it's no joke. You're literally fighting something you can't see. It's a battle. And if you know anything about war, like there are death, but in a sense, in a spiritual way, you have to die to your old self, die to those sin, die to those thoughts. You literally have to kill the enemy, like tell him, go bye-bye, kill that spirit that's attached to you, and then come out on top. Because there always has to be someone that win in a war. Let it be you. Let it be you that win in the war. Because it's not pretty when you let the enemy win, even for a split second. Like, I let him win. Like, I let him take over my life. Like, took over not just my mind, took over the way I spoke. There's this one instance my friend says, I started dressing weird. I wore red lipstick and I didn't look right with it. I don't see it because obviously I just wasn't seeing it. But then like, it just changed. There were things, like my eyes was different. Like I truly was, a spirit took over my life. And it was hard. I felt like I started finally coming out of that in the new year. So I started in April. Like, I truly started, like, realizing these things was happening. It's almost been a year. April 11 will be a year. So it's like, I just started finally getting back to being okay and reminding myself to literally pray daily. And it's hard. Like, I literally took a break because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. I wasn't reading my Bible. Like I said, I wasn't renewing my mind. So it's like a daily, even though I've got through my spiritual warfare battle, but I feel like it's an ongoing battle, truly, where you have to remind yourself to read your word, like talk to God, like pray more, because any little slip up, any little window, that man Satan can come through. He's like, he sees a little peek in the door, like a little crack. He sticks his leg in and come through. So it's like, I felt, since I went through that last year, and I know his schemes, I know his ways, even if I feel a little breeze, like a little nip, I want to shut that door before it even gets open wide. So it's like, during my little hiatus, I needed to get my mind right. Like, I was getting distracted. I wasn't reading as much as I was supposed to read my word. I wasn't praying the prayers I need to pray, like the uncomfortable prayers. I was just saying the baby prayers. And that's not me. I like to pray the hard things. Like, I'd be praying for God to, like, low-key put me in a pit. Not seriously, but, like, I pray the hard prayers. Like, show me. Open my heart. Show me things that are not, take things that's not of you. And he will show you the things that are in you that are not of you. And sometimes it's hard. So it's like, I literally had to remind myself all the time to not give up, to keep praying, because we're not always going to be in battle, like war more mode. The war dies down. People take time, like in a war, like they're not actively shooting each other, but they're still preparing for when the war do come. They don't just stop fighting. Like, they don't stop training. So I feel like in a sense, like we need to keep training, which is reading our word, being one accord with God, worshiping more, praying the good prayers, journaling, I feel like that's our way of training for a battle to make us strong enough. Because like, it's like you're just sitting waiting for something to happen. There's no plan. There's no, you're not strong enough. And boom, a war happens. You're dead. Well, in a sense, you're spiritually dead. And you don't want to be spiritually dead. So I feel like for me personally, I have to keep training every day, even when it's hard, when it's uncomfortable. It's like the gym. I hate the gym. I barely go to the gym. I need to retrain my mind for that. But that's a different thing. But just training in general, like for when a battle do happen, like when you do fall to the schemes of the devil, because we all fall. I fell. I didn't think I would. I fell. I fell hard. So I need to remind myself every day to read my word, journal more. See God, even if I'm not in war mode, like if I'm not going through anything, just still pray, because you need to pray. In other terms, like you should be praying all the time. The Bible literally tell you, renew your mind daily so the enemy will not come in. So I need to renew my mind to so he don't have a chance to get in. So there's not an opportunity where he can seek you out to be easy prey. I feel like we're always praying for the enemy, but like you don't want to be easy prey. Like you don't want him to come and just boom. No, you need to fight him. Like you need to go to war with him. So this whole experience, before this end up being like a 2-hour video, this whole experience literally taught me to always be in training mode, because you don't want to slack. And when you do slack, pick it up. Like, know you're slacking, but don't sit in the slack. Don't stay stuck. Like, I felt stuck, and I knew I was stuck, but I had to do something about it. I just gonna say, oh yeah, I'm stuck. What am I gonna do? No, I had to literally pick up myself and be like, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to take this break and do what you need to do. So it's like, yes, give yourself grace, because you're not perfect. We're all gonna fall. That's why we need God every day. So when you do fall, pick yourself back up. Don't just sit in it and get mad at yourself and live in that guilt or like whatever. Keep it up. Keep training. Keep fighting the good fight, because I never want to pray a spiritual warfare on anyone. It's not fun. It's ugly. It gets messy and things like that. So stay prayerful. Have those friends in your corner. Have good prayerful friends, because I am forever grateful for mine. Love you guys if you are listening. Thank you, because without them, there will be no Val's Corner, if I'm being truly honest. So yes, if you do those couple things, I feel like you'll be good. Not saying that. Oh, also, I'm not saying the enemy's not going to attack you. That man going to attack you. Oh, he keeps attacking me. So it's like, I thought spiritual warfare was good enough. I had my whole spirit. I thought I was good enough. You don't get a day off. That man was keep trying. He keeps trying me. I'm like, leave me alone, please. Leave me alone, God. Please tell him to leave me alone. I'm tired. But that's why we have the Bible, to read these things and know he's going to keep attacking us. Like the devil literally kept trying Jesus in those 40 days he was in the desert. He kept trying. He kept coming back. And it was Jesus. So he's going to come for you at any time. It literally tells you in the Bible. We're promised pain and suffering. But it's what we do within that pain and suffering, how we get through it, how we rely on God truly. So yeah, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. Also, we got a backdrop. So exciting. Look at us. So new things are happening. This literally wrapped up my testimony series, and I hope it gives you a better insight of who I am, what I've gone through, and what I'm going to continue going through. I just feel like each time learning something new about myself, knowing new depth of how far God can stretch me. Sometimes I just want to be like, I'm good, but it's always for him. So I'm going to continue to learn, but this is a little bit of my history, a little bit of who I am, what I've gone through with God, what I've put myself through sometimes. And I hope you guys were blessed. I hope this helps you if you are going through a spiritual warfare. I hope if you're going through any hard times, letting you know you're not alone. And I could be reached on my podcast, Val's Corner, on Instagram. DM me if you have questions, if you just need motivation, if you just need someone to talk to. I'm here. I've been through it. I have a rap sheet of a testimony. I've gone through so much, and I'm just 24. And every time I realize, I'm like, it's not done. I'm not done going through pain, y'all. So I was like, oh gosh, I'm happy for the growth. I'm happy for the pain because it produced something beautiful. And without it, there wouldn't be no growth. So I'm thankful for the pain. I tell God this all the time. I am thankful, but sometimes I just need a break. So I hope this was blessed. I feel like I just went on a tangent. But the next couple episodes are exciting. We're having guests. Yes, different guests. I promise you. I probably talked to them about them in my testimony, but you get to know them on a different level. It's going to be more exciting, less depressive as well. I feel like the last like four or five episodes we've done has been just depressing because it was my testimony. So we're getting to the lighter things of like our spirituality and things with God, more things. There's still substance to it, things we still struggle with, but it's more like a learning aspect. Like you get to learn more and things and people testimony and realize sometimes as Christian we all go through something similar. But I've been told this so many times within the season, your testimony is not for you, it's for someone else. And the more I talk to people, it's like I had to go through that to come out of it so I can help someone else. It's like let it be somebody else next time. But yeah, so share your testimony, help someone out there. Stay prayerful. Take breaks if you need to get your mind right, because it all starts here. Everything's planted here and your body just follows. So if you have a negative T, crush it. I literally sometimes will have to tell myself, I catch myself a lot, like catching myself to overthink, and I literally have to say, stop, get out your head. It's weird. I literally like, I'll catch myself overthinking or trying to like stretch something out that's not big a deal. And I'll be like, stop. And I'll be like, Satan, if this is you, get out. And then I'll keep it. And then boom, thought is gone. I kid you not. So it's like sometimes you have to catch yourself, like literally tell your mind to stop, like stop racing, stop going there. And it helps. For me, it helps. So whatever works for you. So I'll see you guys next week. So we'll be back. The episode will be posted on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Thanks to my amazing producer. This is the end of the video where we get to our little influencer spiel. You know, you gotta, what was it? Subscribe, like, comment, share. And we're on almost every podcast and listen thing. We're on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, RS. We're on YouTube as well if you want to see if you're a visual person like I am. So we're on everywhere you listen to your podcast needs. And so, yeah, like, subscribe, share, comment, DM me. I'm always down to have conversations, clearly. And I hope this was blessed. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Have a great day.